From the scriptures, the Quran is the book of God. It has been preserved in its entirety since its revelation to the Prophet of Islam between CE 610 and 632. It is a book that brings glad tidings to humankind, along with divine admonition, and stresses the importance of man's discovery of the truth on a spiritual and intellectual level. Translated from Arabic and commentary by Maulana Wahiduddin Khan, we assigned to Abraham the site of the house, saying, "Do not associate with me anything and purify my house for those who circumambulate, the Kaaba, and those who stand upright, and those who bow and prostrate themselves." 22:26. The history of Abraham dates back 4,000 years. During the period in which he lived, polytheism was prevalent throughout the known and inhabited world and had thus come to be a permanent feature of life, continuing from one generation to the next, without any break. Ultimately, the stage was reached when no newborn child could learn anything other than polytheism from its surroundings. Abraham was born in Iraq. God commanded him to leave the populated areas of Iraq, Syria, and Egypt and go to the uninhabited area of Hejaz and settle his progeny in Arabia. The idea behind settling in a desert area was that here, in an isolated place, a new generation could be brought up, cut off from the influence of polytheism prevalent in the inhabited world of the time. In accordance with this plan of God, Abraham settled his progeny in a place known at present as Makkah, but which was totally unpopulated in those days. At that time, Abraham built a mosque, the Kaaba, which was to be the center of worship for the one God by the new generation, and finally by the whole world, call mankind to the pilgrimage. They will come to you, on foot, and on every kind of lean camel, by every distant track, so that they may witness its benefit for them, and, on the appointed days, may utter the name of God over the cattle he has provided for them. Then eat their flesh and feed the distressed and the needy, then let the pilgrims purify themselves and fulfill their vows and perform the circumambulation of the ancient house. 22:27-29. The initial purpose in the constructing of the Kaaba was to provide a center of worship for those who were at walking distance from that place. But ultimately, it was to become a center of worship of the one God for the whole world. And this purpose was fully achieved. The rites and customs which a pilgrim is required to perform after reaching here have been briefly described in the Quran, while full details are given in the teachings, hadith, of the Prophet Muhammad. They may witness its benefits for them means that they may actually see here the benefits of belief in a practical sense, which they had so far been aware of solely as matters of faith. Great historical importance is attached to the places a pilgrim visits during Hajj. Quite naturally, visiting these places and seeing them melts one's heart. Muslims of the whole world gather there, making the great international stature of Islam a visible reality. The annual gathering of Hajj promotes collectivism on a universal scale in Islam, and even the journey entailed affords the pilgrim many worldly and religious experiences which are helpful in the formation of his future life.